Is retirement biblical? The answer to that question and others on Key Life.
If you think laughter isn't spiritual or that faithfulness to God means conformity to Christian stereotypes, then this program probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for honest biblical answers to hard questions, then welcome to Key Life. Here's our host, author, and seminary professor, Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from Forged Truth.
Thank you, Matthew. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
You doing good?
I am. I'm doing good. How about you?
How does it feel to be a grandfather again?
Yeah, we have six now.
I have three. I don't want any more. That's enough. I've got friends that have as many as 15. I wouldn't even be able to remember their names.
Isn't that amazing? We have a man at Forge. You know him. And he could turn 90 yesterday. 11 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine the exhaustion? 90 years of age.
How much it cost to give birthday presents. Man, you could go bankrupt with that sort of thing. That's the downside of being a grandfather. The upside is the love and the joy and the sense of belonging.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. Okay, that's Pete Allinson. Go to ForgeTruth.com, and if you haven't read Pete's book, Like Father, Like Son, get it and read it. It's life-changing. And as you know, Pete comes in every Friday, and we spend Fridays answering questions. And we love doing that, and we love your questions. You can ask a question by going to 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7, or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8, or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. We're a member of ECFA in the States and 4Cs in Canada. And both of those organizations oversee our finances to make sure that we're ethical. Now, we are, and we were before they came along. But just to be sure, I wanted you to know that we are members of those organizations. And if you can help us financially, I promise we'll be as faithful with your gift as you were in giving it. And if you can't, we understand that too. Say a prayer. Pete, say a prayer.
All right. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we do thank you for your goodness to us. And at the end of this week, we praise you for the fact that you are sovereign and powerful and holy, and yet you love us, and that you have declared to us about your majestic grace to us in Christ. And so as your people, at the end of this week, we give you praise and we honor you. We thank you that you hear our prayers because of the merit of your Son, Father. And we thank you that you delight when we pray. And so we come now, we ask that you would continue to help us finish out this week with the joy of the Lord as our strength. We pray that you would be with our pastors and teachers and priests and leaders and all those who are called to bring us into your presence during the weekend. Holy Spirit, would you use them in a powerful way that we could worship you and be set free to live more abundantly rich lives in you. You are so good to us. We thank you for family, for friends. We thank you for the church. Expand your church and make it pure. And now we commit this time of Q&A to you as we pray these things in the strong name of our risen Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this is an email, and you're an expert. Some of the best teaching I've ever heard on Revelation came from the pulpit of the church where you were the pastor and I was a member. This is the question. Why are there so many sevens in the book of Revelation?
Well, you're kind, and I'm not an expert. Okay, I'm an expert. No, we're not. But, you know, seven's the perfect number, right? Yeah. And so it's the numbers in Revelation are all metaphorical.
Yeah.
And almost everything in Revelation is metaphorical.
And so when you say seven is perfect, John was saying this is perfect.
This
is from God.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many number sevens.
That's right. Or this is the perfect number. This is the perfect, what's included in this number is what needs to be grasped
exactly.
and understood. Like the seven churches.
Yeah.
There were more churches, but the seven churches in those messages contain seven key messages that needed to be heard.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our phone lines.
I'm hearing from a couple peers that retirement is not a biblical principle. And I retired a couple years ago because I ended up messing up my knees and I couldn't continue to go up and down the steps on my previous job. You know, now they're saying that I should be going back to work somewhere. So I'm wondering if I'm sinning against a principle of God.
Yeah, you're probably not saved.
Well, call Key Life. You'll get encouraged.
Yeah, you don't. There's a thing that you at Forge teach that is really good.
Yeah, you know, we teach don't retire, rewire. And really what it does is it taps into our purpose. Our identity is that we're the deeply beloved, redeemed sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Not what we do.
Not what we do. But our purpose is that we are leaders, workers, and warriors to advance his gospel. So work is a big part of our nature, and Jesus is all. So we get to contribute tending to God's culture and advancing his kingdom. And so we need a reason to go to bed at night and get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and when we don't have that and when we trivialize our lives by just doing leisure stuff, the point is that make a contribution. But some, you know, yeah, if you have a job at your knees are bad, you can't do that job anymore.
Of course not.
We get that.
And there is a time in life when you slow down.
Absolutely.
By the way, this person sounds like somebody's been laying a guilt trip.
Uh-huh, right.
Don't let them do that to you.
Yeah.
When you say you shouldn't retire, it's just saying you shouldn't sit back and eat bonbons and work and watch soap operas.
Right.
There's more to life than I can't. You know, I was on vacation this year, and it went an extra week. At the end of that, man, I was climbing a wall.
I know.
I thought, I can't do this anymore.
I know. So. And so we're wired, we're created to produce, not to be accepted, but because we are God's people. And I love that about you. You know, there's nobody I know that works harder than you. But when you get older, we do need a little bit more
margin.
Yeah,
we really do.
We do.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Just don't sit around and eat bonbons. There's more to life than that.
By the way,
serve
what
Jesus.
That's right, in some way. If nothing else, by praying through a long prayer list. But, Steve, what is a bonbon? What are they?
I don't know. I heard somebody say that. You know, that they were going to sit around and eat bonbons. I think they're chocolates.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not sure.
I've never seen one.
Maybe they've got booze in them, and it makes retirement possible. This is an email, Pete. Let's see how much time we've got. No, we're fine. How does one know that they are suffering for previous family sins? How can one break such a pattern or stronghold?
How do you deal? I don't know if we've had that question in a long time.
No, I don't think so either. You know, one of the themes in the Born Free seminar that we taught for so many years was the importance of recognizing generational dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard it said 1,000 times that an abuser who abuses his children will create abusers who abuse their children. But it goes further than that. It has all kinds of implications to it. I have, in my family, every male I knew was an alcoholic.
Mm.
Fathers, grandfathers, uncles, all of them. And in my generation, God fixed it so I couldn't drink. I just can't get it down. And broke that generational dysfunction that was going. And we could talk about 1,000 different ways where that is true. And the scripture really speaks in helpful ways about that.
Mm-hmm.
In Ezekiel, God says that you're not responsible for your father's sin. Everybody is responsible for their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout Scripture, the second Adam breaks that in us because we're free, we're forgiven, we don't have to walk that road anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance, and I'm going to shut up, but the importance of Christian counselors is to identify those areas, to kiss the demons on the lips, and they lose their power. So know your past.
Mm-hmm.
When you can, know the dysfunctions in your family past because they play in your present.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to Jesus with it and let him break the chains of a dysfunctional family. And he does that. He doesn't do it quickly. It takes a good while, but he does it. And he'll do it for you if you ask
him. Oh, that is so well said. And it's something that we don't hear much talk about because people say that's Old Testament, you know, that's but it what you suggest is right. If you have if you look at your family and you see this pattern and you see it in yourself, you be the one to break the cycle like you did.
Yeah.
You simply say, Lord, today I claim that in Jesus, this cycle is broken in my life. Stop it. Free me from it. But from here on out, may that cycle go away.
Good. So people are always quoting what Paul said, forgetting what lies behind, I press on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. I mean, don't make that text say something that it doesn't say.
Right.
All he's saying there are weights that drag you down, drop them, get moving. I mean, he's not talking about the dysfunctions.
That's right.
That this questioner is.
Thank you for bringing
about.
That up. That's powerful because a lot of people tend to go there, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
Oh,
well,
good.
I don't know.
So generational stuff. You know, it's interesting. Some of us struggle a little bit with that because we don't know. Like I never knew my grandfather on one side, and my other grandfather died when I was real young. So I don't know some of the tendencies, but I can see them in in some of my aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
I can surmise some of them.
That this is a family deal.
Family thing.
And you know, my father was the son of a single mom in days when that was horrible.
Yeah.
And so I don't know a lot of that either. But with you, I see those dysfunctions in me and in others.
Yeah.
And God has been... You know, if I can live another 10 years, I'll be perfect, Pete.
Amen. Amen.
I just want you to know.
Could happen today.
And it could happen today. Yeah. You never know. Entire sanctification. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. We got to go. But first, I must say, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.